Now, this is on the back end of posting a video up at ecr.co.za on my show page, Jane Lindley Thomas, a video that's pretty harrowing because it's a video that was taken 36 hours before Chester Bennington took his own life. And when you look at this video, you see a man that's happy. You see a man that's playing with his kids, a normal father and child relationship. And little did the family know that 36 hours, everything would be very, very different. So I said, you know, if you have survived or are in the depths of depression and you have words to share, and it's alarming at how many messages are coming through on the same type of message. This one says, "Hi, Jane. My name is Lee and I suffer from depression. A note to family. Never tell someone with depression that it's all in their mind, that you must get your mind right. There is so much more to it. Unless you've been there, no one can understand or grasp the depth of despair that black hole has over you. But with help from counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and medication, the days do slowly become better and you can smile again." This one here says, "Hi Jane, I completely agree with regard to the current discussion on depression. A lot of people, especially family, who believe you are completely fine because you are constantly having to put up a front of being happy just to make your family happy and see and make sure that you seem okay. I'm a young person, 22 years old, and I've battled with depression for the last 8 years and still haven't sought help due to the fear of not being understood. Oh my love. May this be the day that you realize that you are worth fighting for. You've got this, okay?" This one says, "It's so sad at how much ignorance and misunderstanding there is around this discussion, especially when family is concerned." Candace, good afternoon to you, my love.
Hello, Jane.
You wanted to share your story with us.
No, I just thought, you know, the way that it made me feel, you know, afterwards, I think that it's important that I share my journey. It might help one person, it might help 100 people, you know, you never know. But 4 years ago, my boyfriend committed suicide shortly after we ended our relationship, albeit not, you know, now that I know, not all for that one reason or for a whole bunch of reasons that were all rolled into one and compounded on that decision for him to make. And it's been a really tough journey. It's been a journey where I've learned a lot. I've lost a lot. You realize who your friends and where your support structure is. And I think it's very important for people to realize that no matter what situation it is that your loved one decided to take their life in, it's always their choice. And the truth is that, you know, in my opinion and from my story and my journey, nothing that she can do or will do will ever change that. And no one can take responsibility for anyone else's choices at the end of the day.
And I'm sure part of your healing has been expressing, because, you know, so many SMSs are coming through here of people putting up a front just to protect other people.
100%. I think there's such a stigma attached to suicide and attached to those left behind by suicide that people tend to hold up and be quiet about it, and that can always compound in something even worse for those left behind. You know, they feel responsible, they feel guilty, but they don't know how to express that, and they don't know how to express how desperately you want to change what has happened and change how things were and should have, would have, could have for the rest of your life. And like I said to you earlier on the phone, you know, suicide is a long-term solution to a temporary problem. And I know it's easy for us to all say and look back on our happy lives and say, you know, you really could have changed things. But at that time, for that person, that's the only way out. And you have to try and see it from their perspective as much as possible and take your emotion away from it, because otherwise you can never heal as a survivor of suicide. Very tough. It's very tough. It's very difficult.
I'm feeling you. You know, death is always difficult when it comes with circumstance like this, and you have to start beating yourself up. And as you say, the woulda, coulda, shoulda game, that is a dangerous path to be on. So thank you very much for being brave and stepping forward this morning or this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. No problem at all, Sam. I really just hope that this gives people the strength to speak out and find their tribe and find those people that will love them and vibrate on that frequency and just be there to listen to the same story, if needs be, over and over again for healing purposes.
Lots of love to you, my darling. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Jane.
Shine bright,
so
sweetheart.
Much,
thanks, my love. Bye. I thank you very much for being brave and chatting this afternoon. This is after I posted some footage of Chester Bennington, the late frontman for Linkin Park, which is up at ecr.co.za, just 36 hours before his suicide. And I think as a family, they're sitting there reeling, thinking, how did we miss signs? I mean, he just looks so happy playing with his kids. This is the last voice note that I want to play this afternoon. And again, thank you very, very much.
Hi, Jane. I was in a very abusive relationship until this year, and I went down the downward spiral of depression where I ended up trying to take my own life. It didn't work by many attempts. I was on attempt number 6, and it still hadn't worked out. And I ended up in a psychiatric hospital because I put on this front, this perfect little face for everyone, and nobody could see past it except my mother. And when she noticed that things were really going bad, she booked me into the psychiatric hospital, and that's when I realized that depression is something real. If you have a heart problem, you take medication for it. If you have high cholesterol, you take medication for it. Depression is exactly the same. You seek help because it's a disease just like everything else. Jane Lindsay.